Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's story is about perseverance, cruise control, and overcoming challenges to create something special. It's also about me, your host, Anupam Kher. But mostly, it's about making you smile. Welcome to Anupam Cares. Chapter 12, Bells and Whistles. In the 90s, I played roles in 200 or 250 films. I honestly don't even know. I've lost count. There was a joke about me by the famous lyricist Javed Akhtar. You cannot make Hindi films without two things, film raw stock and Anupam Kher. As you can imagine, it was a fast-paced lifestyle. For a decade, I worked three shifts a day, 7 days a week, and I traveled near and far. I loved it. But it was chaotic. And my body paid the price. When I felt tired, when my back hurt, and my feet were sore, I tucked those feelings away and I just told myself to keep going. With this mentality and this workload, it was only a matter of time before my body would rise up in protest. And it did. It happened one night in early 1994. I was at dinner with my close friend, actor Anil Kapoor, and his wife Sunita. We were laughing, sharing stories, having the most wonderful time. When suddenly Sunita asked, Anupam, what is the matter with your eye? Your left eye isn't blinking. I had no idea what she was talking about. Everything felt normal, but her words worried me. For some reason, perhaps to calm myself down, I decided to play it off as no big deal. So I casually said, oh yes, that, I've noticed that happens when I'm working too hard. It's nothing to worry about. I tried to push Sunita's observation out of my mind, and I did. In fact, by the time I got home after dinner, I had completely forgotten her comment. But the next morning, when I was brushing my teeth, I noticed water dripping from my lower lip. I leaned in closer to the mirror and tried to stop the dripping by pursing my lips together. Then I noticed that my mouth would not close all the way. Now, I was officially concerned. I asked one of my dearest friends, producer-director Yash Chopra, to come and see me. And I told him, Yashji, since last night the left side of my face is... I don't know, it's like the left side of my face is not responding to what my brain is telling it to do. Yashji told me to consult his friend Dr. B.S. Singhal in Bombay Hospital. Dr. Singhal is a highly respected professional, Yash told me. He will know what to do. I called the hospital and asked to see Dr. Singhal as soon as possible. I had no time to waste. That week in particular, I was about to start working on Suraj Barjatya's film Hum Aapke Hain Kaun. It was from the same production company that had given me my first truly big break in the film Saransh. I needed to be fixed immediately. As I sat in Dr. Singhal's office, possible scenarios swirled through my head. What if I needed surgery? Would I have to miss a whole day of filming? Could I do the surgery at night so that I could be on the set the first thing the next morning? Maybe Dr. Singhal could prescribe me a pill to fix this by tomorrow. After the examination, Dr. Singhal sat me down. He said, Mr. Kher, you have Bell's palsy. It's facial paralysis. Every word he said sounded so serious. I had so many questions. Dr. Saab, what is my body doing to me? How did this happen? Dr. Singhal responded, Bell's palsy doesn't typically develop from isolated reactions within the body, but rather the condition is triggered by circumstances in the environment. When I see patients with facial paralysis, they are typically experiencing high levels of stress. Would you say you have been under stress lately? That's an understatement, I thought. So, doctor, what do I do now? Dr. Singhal advised, I will give you steroids to take and you must drop everything and rest for 2 months. I couldn't process what Dr. Singhal was saying. At the time, I was so laser focused on meeting my career goals that when Dr. Singhal told me to drop everything, I did not think that he could possibly be advising me to stop filming. So I responded, okay, so should I confirm the morning or afternoon shooting shift? I could tell Dr. Singhal was getting a little irritated with me. He said, Mr. Kher, shift the focus from your films to your face. If you don't take this seriously, you may never be able to move the left side of your face again. You must stop filming now. Still, I pushed back. Sir, I don't think you understand. Whatever I am today, it's because of Rajshri Productions. They gave me my first big break in Saransh. If I do not follow my shooting schedules, the producer, Mr. Rajkumar Barjatya, will face a huge financial loss and filming will be greatly delayed. I cannot do that to him. Dr. Singhal was not impressed. He told me to put everything down and give my body the rest it needed for 2 months. I asked him, Dr. Singhal, how will I know when or if I have healed? He answered with one word, whistling. Huh? Now, I felt there was something wrong with my hearing. Sorry, sir, I don't think I heard you correctly. Dr. Singhal leaned back in his chair and said, Mr. Kher, try and whistle for me right now. I puckered my mouth and prepared to whistle. I blew air through my lips, but there was no whistling sound. I stopped and relaxed my mouth for a moment and tried again. My stomach sank. Dr. Singhal looked at me knowingly. Then he said softly, the day you can whistle properly, Mr. Kher, you will be fine. I was scared. As an actor, facial expressions are a big part of how I perform. If I had no control over my face, then was I even acting? What would become of this career I had been working so hard to build? In the car ride home, I wondered, what should I do? I knew I had two options. I could go home as Dr. Singhal instructed and hide my twisted features for 2 months, or I could face the world. I was overwhelmed. But I do think there are times in life where you are put into situations where you must make difficult decisions so that you can discover your own courage. I made my decision. After a short car ride, I reached the studio. When I arrived, I requested the whole crew, the technicians, assistant, actors, producers, and the director to gather around me. Then I told them everything. I told them about my diagnosis, my doctor's advice, and how, despite everything, I had decided to film. Suraj immediately suggested that we cancel the shoot. But I told him no. I told him that I wanted to work and I would do my best. But I would need his help. The shooting carried on for 20 days and I was there every day. Everyone came together to help me to work through my facial paralysis. If you were to look at me straight on, you would see that only the right side of my face was expressive. But the crew was extremely creative and choreographed scenes to avoid filming the paralyzed side of my face. But it was amazing. The whole team was there for me. Between scenes, I wore a placard around my neck which said, "Don't look at my face, look at my heart and hug me." I needed kindness and support from the cast and they gave it to me. Right when I needed it the most. Those hugs healed my spirit. Of course, there is a little more to the story. I knew Dr. Singhal's advice was sound. I just hoped there was some compromise, a medical treatment that would allow me to continue to film. And there was physiotherapy. As an actor who has played a villain many, many times, I have performed many torture scenes. I've hung people upside down and smacked them, or thrown people from the top of a mountain into the sea. Physiotherapy, I think, must have been designed by one of these villains. During the filming, I went for treatment which included an electropulse therapy for my face. The therapist would hook wires to my face and send little shocks through it to stimulate the nerves. It isn't exactly pleasant. But after each session, I would attempt to whistle and nothing. I did this every day for months. It was agonizing. Then one day, I puckered my mouth, blew a puff of air through my lips, I could whistle. And I did whistle. I did whistle again and again. I felt such an incredible sense of relief. I can hardly describe it in words. Since then, the first thing I do every morning when I wake up is whistle. Yes, whistle. Loudly, as if to declare to the world that a new day is here and all will be well. And the film? Well, Hum Aapke Hain Kaun turned out to be a blockbuster. We all rose to the unexpected challenge, which sparked a creativity that I believe made the film better. But speaking of creativity in the face of adversity, I want to tell you a story about an inventor who, against all odds, developed a technology we all use today. Cruise control. The story starts in Hagerstown, Indiana, with a man named Ralph Teeter and his lawyer. Back during World War II, the US government set a speed limit to help conserve gas. The limit was just 35 miles per hour, and most people had an easy time sticking to it. But Teeter's close friend and patent lawyer, Harry Lindsay, was a terrible driver. In fact, Lindsay jerked the car around so much, speeding it up, then braking, then speeding it up, then braking, that it made Dieter's car sick. After one particularly bad ride, Dieter decided he needed to do something. So he set out to invent something that would keep the car moving at a consistent speed. In his mind, he wanted to create something where a driver could just press a button, take their foot off the accelerator, and then relax as the car kept moving. Dieter was a genius. Furthermore, playing with cars was in his blood. Growing up, his family had owned a bicycle manufacturing shop. Later, it evolved to making engines for cars, so he knew his way around the machinery. Once he perfected the technology, he just had to come up with a great name. Dieter first called it the Control-O-Matic, then Speedostat, then Autopilot.
The glamorous Chrysler already has led the way to the dawn of a new era. And now for the first time...
In 1958, Dieter's cruise control premiered in select Chrysler models. The company charged $86 for the feature.
The smartest car to appear on the highways in a generation. Right from the start...
But after only 1 year, the setting was so popular that Chrysler offered cruise control on all models. And now it's a common feature on most American cars.
National public acclaim. And notice the location of the new parking lamps.
But perhaps the most incredible part of this story is the part we didn't tell you. Ralph Dieter, the engineer and inventor behind cruise control, was blind. When Dieter was 5 and playing in the family shop, he had an accident that severely injured his eye. Within a year, the trauma had spread and he was completely blinded in both eyes. But Dieter never lost his enthusiasm for building things. In 1902, he built an automobile that could zip around town at up to 25 miles per hour. He was just 12 years old at that time. Then after high school, Dieter applied to engineering programs. But it wasn't an easy process. Most universities dismissed him out of hand. A blind man could never be an engineer, they told him. In fact, he was only accepted to the University of Pennsylvania after his cousin, who was an economics student there, pleaded with the Dean of Engineering to give him a chance. Of course, the dean was skeptical, but he eventually agreed. All Dieter needed was that first foot in the door. He excelled immediately, quickly becoming one of the most promising engineers in the program. But the truly amazing thing is that Dieter's blindness improved his ability to invent new things. He developed an exceptional ability to visualize objects and to guide himself via touch. His daughter recalls watching him in the shop, being able to feel when pieces of machinery varied by less than 2/1000ths of an inch. Through this heightened sense of touch, he was able to solve problems other engineers couldn't. During World War I, he developed a new technique for balancing steam turbines on torpedo boat destroyers. Other engineers had tried for years to solve the problem, but his deft hands gave him the advantage. Dieter would go on to invent and improve several things, but his crowning achievement would always be cruise control. It's surprising to think that he almost couldn't get into college because of his disability. But it is precisely because he was blind that he came up with the idea. If he could have driven himself and didn't need his lawyer to give him rides, he might not have realized the need for the invention. Dieter's skill with cars was so revered that he later became president of the Society of Automotive Engineers. And before he died, he was inducted to the Automotive Hall of Fame. So the next time you are driving and you flick on the cruise control, Give a little whistle for Ralph Dieter. That's it for today's episode. I'm Anupam Kher. Be kind to yourself. And thank you for listening. Anupam Kher is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Anupam Kher. Our executive producer is Mangesh Hathikudur, senior producer Julian Weller, associate producer Morgan Lavoy, sound design and mixing by Julian Weller and Dan Bauza, music by Aaron Kaufman, production support from Emily Marinoff and Mary Dew, writing by Lucas Riley, Matt Riddle, Morgan Lavoy, and Julian Weller. Lucas Riley and Matt Riddle are our story editors. Thanks to Sikin Paru, Herman D'Souza, Godwin Amana, CDM Studios, Connell Byrne, and Bob Pittman.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.